Welcome to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, and my co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Boo, Chuck. Boo.
Boo-hoo. So it is Beggar's Night.
It is.
Or trick-or-treat. They're
out everywhere in Duncan Falls, I can tell you that.
Little goblins, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Spooks, yeah, you never spooks. Know. Never know for sure what the costumes are sometimes.
That's true, but some of them are pretty evident. I mean, yeah. Sometimes people just put a nose on and a pair of sunglasses, and that's it.
We know some folks that come into our neighborhood and trick-or-treat because out where they live, there's like three houses on their whole county road.
So, yeah.
So the cool thing this year was Dad made a truck out of a wagon type thing in a dairy wagon, basically like a semi would pull, silver.
Oh, okay.
So it was a dairy truck, and they had lights on it and everything, and I had to give extra candy for that.
Oh, no. Well, when I lived out in Blue Rock, I didn't think that there was such a thing as Beggar's Night out there, and I heard this knock on the door one night, a bunch of us down there drinking some adult beverages, and
wow.
I opened up the door, and there's all these little kids there, and I thought, where'd all these little kids come from all the way out here? The closest house is a mile away.
Right.
So I started giving out 50-cent pieces then.
That's pretty cool.
Well, it was better than trying to figure out what kind of candy to give out since I didn't have any.
There you go. There you go.
So every Beggar's Night, I knew to get about $20 worth of quarters because there was going to be some people there because that guy gives out 50-cent pieces.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, folks, if you like hunting and fishing and the great outdoors, you're in the right place for the next hour. And we're going to talk about some of the events going on in the area. And Don, you know, I think they're down the last amount of tickets. I know it'll sell out here, but on November 18th is the Muskingum Valley's Whitetails Unlimited Banquet. You can go to their website and secure tickets there, whitetailsunlimited.com, and go from there. Several other counties throughout the state will also be having their banquets right now. There's some information on Whitetails Unlimited's website and a lot of other events. Coshocton County, there'll be an archery and shooting sports club schedule up there. You can actually, every Tuesday is an open trap shoot.
Mm.
So you can get a hold of those guys at Coshocton County Sportsman Club and look for scheduled events up there. Also in Bolivar Sportsman Club, they have a Lucky X shoot, and you can get on their website, bolivarsportsmansclub.org, and look at their events. A lot of those turkey shoot, Lucky X, a lot of that stuff starting to churn up right now. But here this weekend, we've got some opening dates for hunting. We have Bob White quail season opens on November 3rd. Cottontail rabbit season opens on November 3rd. Ringtail pheasant season opens on November 3rd. And then on November 10th, we have weasel, raccoon, possum, and skunk season are open.
Ooh, doggy. And the fur prices aren't very good.
They're
this
not
year,
doing
Chuck.
That great. So. No. Somebody told me at one place that'll take your tanned hides and take them on consignment and hope to find a buyer has over 30,000 raccoon hides in stock right now.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. Yeah.
What's the name of that? I remember that company, and we talked about it in our trapping class, but every once in a while I get on their website to see what their volume is, and
yeah.
You're like, okay, they got all these hides that people are waiting to sell. And then every once in a while you'll see a big batch of them, and most of the time the buyers are overseas and kind of go from there.
So, yeah, and the triple X large raccoons aren't going to bring hardly anything. Uh-uh. And they're saying anything smaller than that's going to be like 50 cents.
Right. Now, remember on November 26th, fall wild turkey season closes. And then on November 27th, white-tailed deer gun season opens. And on the 26th, also Bob, White, and Quail seasons close. Of course, white-tail Gun season will close on December 3rd. So, yep,
and then they have a bonus weekend, I think like 16th or 17th or something like that.
Right, right. Hey, lots of meetings about different events and stuff coming up next year and in the spring and winter things to do. If you go to OhioOutdoorsNews.com and just click on events, you can print off about 6-7 pages of stuff just to find an event if you want to go and hang out with some folks that are maybe into some of the same things in the great outdoors that you are. Excuse me there. So, but yeah, a lot of stuff like women in the outdoor leagues starting up and things like that. I think we're about done with education courses and stuff like that. It's pretty much
hunter education courses are really getting slim pickings, Chuck. Morgan County in McConnellsville, there's an instructor led on November 10th and 11th. In Guernsey County in Cambridge, which is at Jurassic, November 13th, 14th, and 15th. And in Fairfield County in Carroll, November 4th and November 15th. And that's just one course. You have to come back for the other one. As far as online home study course that they used to call it, now they call it online completion. In Baltimore, there's one on November 8th, one on November 14th, one on November 20th. And in Holmes County in Winesburg, there's one on, it's coming up here on November 2nd for the home study. As far as Trapper, I had to go as far as anywhere within 100 miles of here. North Lawrence, Ohio, and Waynetown County on November 18th. And that's it. I mean, if you need to get in, you need to get in real quick. Morgan's the closest to Zanesville as any of them. But Jurassic's fairly close also. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, that's they're winding down real quick. One of the other things that are coming up that we can mention here is Zanesville is having their Veterans Parade this weekend on November 4th. So be good to go down and show a lot of support for the veterans. I know in the past years that I've been there, it's like the attendance keeps going down, down, down. Get down there and show a little support. Of course, on Saturday night, when you go to bed, don't forget to turn your clocks back. Fall back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And or else you're going to be just a little bit out of time or off time. And, of course, Tuesday. What's Tuesday?
Election Day.
That's right. Go out and exercise your voting rights there.
You know, I always have to laugh when somebody wants to get into a discussion, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And my first question is, well, how did you vote about that? Well, I didn't vote. Well, then shut up.
You got nothing to say.
I mean, really?
Yeah. There is a reminder out that I got today from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources about burning season fall during the fall, open burning. Just keep in mind, Ohio law states outdoor debris burning is prohibited from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., through the end of November. So if you got to burn something, don't do it in between those two times because you could cause a wildfire because of all the debris that's out there. They suggest having a 55-gallon drum and putting your stuff in a 55-gallon drum. Of course, you need to punch holes in it so it'll draft, but and have a screened lid so all the ashes, some of the hot ashes don't come out and start a wildfire.
And that's where the problem lies sometimes is the stuff that flies out of the top.
So. Yeah, and keep in mind, if you cause a fire like that, you're responsible for the damage.
Complete damage.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of, you know, ins and outs. If you have any other questions about that, call the you can visit the forestry division. It's forestry.ohiodnr.gov. And you can go to firewise.org for more information and tips on protecting a home and community. And it says only you can prevent wildfire. So it can get out of control real quick when the winds whip up.
It sure can. Hey, Don, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors before we take a commercial break. This show wouldn't be possible without some of these folks. And if you hear their name, hey, give them a thank you or take some business their way. And I want to mention Phillips Meat Processing, Federal Heating and Cooling, Snoffer's Funeral Home, Maxwell's Hunting and Fishing down in McConnellsville, and McHugh Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Fiat.
There you go.
I got them all.
That's a mouthful.
So I don't know if I'd want to own one, but I really would like to drive one of those Fiats.
Oh, the Spider 124s? Yeah, they're nice.
They're looking pretty
cool. They're real nice.
Well, folks, we're going to let our sponsors have a chance to talk to you, and we're going to take a break. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.